two, three. That's Bein Einecha. That's what we discussed yesterday. That's the second half of Sif Yud. Okay, let's go weiter. We're up to Simon Chavches, I believe. Maybe we should do some Mishnah Berurahs here. Okay, let's see the Mishnah Brura. So we thought it shouldn't slip over, the black side shouldn't be on the inside, but that's the Hakpada is really only where it's tying the tefillin on. Otherwise, it is my mitzvah, but you don't have to be so makbid. The ritzuas are hanging down in front of him, the agiwar ha-tibur. It could be as long as you want, the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkat Mem. Oh, l'malam amenu miyat. V'ayim b'chudushim b'kveigim v'ayim b'ayim b'zachayim d'mazgit v'shal yimin ha-tibur v'shal smol ha-fazer. V'tur kozavod yishon v'shal yimin ha-ramila v'shal smol negad ha-tibur. In Piches, we said it's 11 millimeters. Mem Gimel. Sifkat Mem Gimel, a Mishnah Brura. If he finds others, if he doesn't find others, in other words, if he has something that's less than a shear, and he doesn't have any other tefillin, he can put these on. Mishnah Brura says, and they sheesh makshir, be yesh place enough for the other. Kimbo says, okay, if we have canes, it probably means without a bracha. Kimbo Shehein. V'achreinu maski as follows. The pichas mashir ha'erich mashal yod haniskel elbasit ches. If he doesn't have the amount of the ritzua till the end of the middle finger, yoniach below bracha. Im yesh kadei lifshad adetz betzreida hakrichos ein ma'akfin. You don't need the length including wrapping it around the hand. Just in a straight line till the end of the index finger. Ubaorach haritzua shel rosh, the length of the ritzua shel rosh, called the bartzachayim, v'diyevid, two tfachim is enough. The davkam yesh chutzim ha-shemaka for rosh, al kuponim kishir shmeis tfachim. Halavach yenichim b'loi bracha. So you can make a bracha if it's two tfachim long. Linyan rocha batzu haritzua, so shel yod v'shel rosh, shech megam kein, dim lohoi rakadei orach achito, yenichim b'loi bracha, if it doesn't have 11 millimeters. If you can sew up torn ritzuas or glue it together or whatever, we'll see it in the next a few simanim away in Lamed Gimel, where he talks more about the construction of the batim and the ritzuas and everything else. Totally awesome. The tefillin shel rosh should be gluyim. We cover up the kesher, of course. Well, I don't know, of course. They used to keep it open. We keep it closed. That the whole tefillin will cover it up totally. Right? If you keep, you can keep your talus all around, all over the tefillin. You could. But the evid, you don't have to. You should show it out. Lachat chila. Ain't there a chesh in front of his rebbe? Should fill in there a kovet? The tefillin is a sign of kovet. He's a sivro kolam the earth. Ain't there a chesh lahashos asful the rambo? He's like saying I'm equal to him. How can you chasa also betaliso over kovet? Ain't lahakbid Michel Yad. We come from the chatchila tov yisrael chasayisam. You should cover up the Michel Yad. Should you be lecholois loy lacherem lois? What?
When he says here
that you should 12 shekel, yeah, which...
Is there something...
Which...
Where he says that it's good not to cover your, that your tefillin should be...
The tefillin shalel should be exposed.
Right, what about the tefillin shalel?
That he said on the Rabbah, they should be... That's what we'll learn in Mem Zion. They should be covered. Yeah, the Ramah says there's no hakpada. Mishnah Berurah says mekom kom lachatchila tov yesel lachasayisum. They should be covered lachatchila. That's other Rabbah. There we say lachol la'ois l'vay lachayim la'ois. But they should be covered lachatchila. That's the shalyat. It means gluyim priyer shemnikru because of leslam ba v'lasal anichan ala beged. It means they're gluyim because the beged tore, but you don't put them on the beged. He's assuming you have some beged there, so you put it on top, then you're going to put it underneath the beged.
Why the shalyat be covered? You're talking now based on
so conceptually, the Mirmah says it's not supposed to be covered. It's the same. Mishnah Berurah bring down the Chatchila cover them because of this pasuk. But we dash on the Cholos below the Cherem Laos. What does everyone see? That's good. We want everyone to see it. And the Shalrosh, we want everyone to see it.
In the whole pasuk,
you want to know in the pasuk what's the difference? That's the hand. And the pasuk that says that the tefillin bedavka should be open is v'ro kalami oris kishem hashem nikra lecha. There's something about us that the goyim see, they get scared of us. So chazal dash and eil tefillin shabarosh. They see the tefillin shabarosh. And so we learn out from there that the tefillin shabarosh are supposed to be exposed and open. Okay, let's move on to Simen Chav Ches. Taking off your tefillin. Chayav Adam, first of all, there's an important din. Chayav Adam l'mashmesh b'tefillin b'chol shah. In other words, you should always, when you remind yourself of it, you should touch your tefillin in order to always be aware of the tefillin. So touch it once in a while if you find your concentration is slipping away. So, or you get into that habit, so you always remember about the tefillin. That you're wearing the tefillin. Shalo yisiach daita mehem. You shouldn't forget about it. Bimisiach daus means your mind is no longer, that's not part of your mind anymore. It's not in your mind. You don't have it in mind anymore. The yimashvish mishol yot chilo, uchshiyom rekshatum yos al yodecho. The yimashvish mishol yot chilo. Mishnah Berurah says, "Pirish b'chol shah sheniska b'hem." I mean, whenever you think of doing it, like every once in a while, b'kitzur, chayev l'mashmish. Ba'yudain came niska alayin tader. He remembers that he's wearing them. You're always seeing if they're in the right place. This is all not by davening. This is all according to those who wore that tefillin after davening. But during davening, it's assumed there's automatic kavanah, there's automatic kavod roish. So you don't have to be mashmish.
So when you say mishatam
yosayyad, that, to do it then b'shas ma'isa, yeah, that's separate from the din of.
That's separate, that's nothing. Okay.
Right. B'shalyod, b'shalyod smicheloi l'mash moshoi ben mavirin ala mitzvahs t'chilo l'achakach b'shalyosh in beis mishvash ha'shalyosh b'tzorush in ishman v'komo. You found that the shalyosh came out of its place v'noi d'loyosh ha'shalyod gamkin ishman v'komo v'en sorech l'achzor ha'shalyod t'chilo al v'komo v'kro k'shatam yil shalyodecho v'hoi d'loro d'voiz b'nei nefa.
Thank you.
Sif Beis, Tulin Shal Reish Chaylitz Tchila, Mishum Duchsiv Ayulis Tzvois B'nei Necha, Kol Zman Shem B'nei Necha Yushtayim. Okay, so you take it off first, and it shouldn't be a violation of that. Tzach Lachlo Tzvilin Shal Rosh Mumut Zirning Up, V'aniach B'tik Shal Rosh, the Olav Shal Yod, we'll see that the Mishum Bura says it doesn't mean Olav on it, it means next to it. Today Shishayir Ol, Aniach B'tikah B'shal Yod Tchila, and you won't be forced to be Mavra Ala Mitzvahs. You should know that the tefillin shel yod should be closer to the front. So when you stick your hand in the morning, you come to the tefillin shel yod. What? Well, that's, yeah, you, as long as it's the same side every time, so you know you go straight there. And ideally, it should be forward a bit in the tefillin. Okay, let's see. Siv Gimel Menachacham Menashek Atzilin B'Shas Anachot and B'Shas Chalit Zosik. The Show Chib of Mitzvah. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Siv Katan Echad Yotzchil Achash Mezuk Nimukichos V'Yatzva. That comes off first. What you wrapped around your index finger. Ma'umud Uadin Asaras Hakvichos Shal Ha'etzva. Has to be standing up. V'Lemenageinu Shemenichin Shal Yod Gam Kein Ma'umud. When you put it on, tzarech kamkin lechalzum b'umus, the kanahal chosan kachalitzosan. Yesh mechachom sheyinogin lachlat v'tzimol shal roish biyat smoil, she biyat keyo laharo shekosha olav chalitzosan. So like you want to slow it up, so to speak. Vimu ita yach kom lachlat v'smoil lechalzum b'yamina kadeh shalat lechalitzu b'mehiris. V'olav shal yod, kazal abak v'chein ataz liyel, Simon Chavetz have gotten you. Dino, she has a tick oroch with tsar. Mama, she takes it literally that they should be one on top of the other. Shayim Menuchon Zel Gabi Zeb. But we're going to have Ram because of the age of the Tzilin Tzilin Zeb and Tzad Zeb. As we do. Hey, Noeg. As you go to the Mechab of Olo Shel Yod, Pirish Yudnu Ktsas Litzad Maila, more towards you, they lefkoya behem Tzchila. Besayim Meshul Chashvomu Kodim, the Toy Shiyat Tzilin Shel Yad Bitzad Yemin Shel Atik. Kam kemi tam zeh, because you go there first, maybe naturally. V'yishlayim lasa shnei kisen, some would make two tikkun. Echad l'shel yod, echad l'shel roish. Ach kam b'shnei kisen yod, shetosh yizor alitin akish shel yod, tzas liyat tzad maila. But there's also an inyan of mavirin ala mitzvahs, if you go to the tik shel roish first. K'day sheyifka ben tchilat lo yabra ala mitzvahs. That the tzal v'yel b'sim in chavches, the kam b'adid akish shayich mavra ala mitzvah, even though the tzilin are not out yet. I'm among an Avramus and Mechafes of Cotton Olive, Oizu Merida, Marigam, Azul, Stikam, Let's Fill It, Yesh Lezun Asam, Mein Eza, Shaykh, Lishal Roish, Vezul, Lishal Yad, Kedai Shal Yizor, Ben Vilo Yetzi, Yishal Roish, Tchilo Me'atik. Kam Dachivin Shal Roish, Kedushos HaChamura, Yad Yedei Zesh, Yizor Yedei Zesh, Lai Zoshana, Yisach HaKach HaTik Shalohem. To put the Shal Yad in there, once a tick is meyuchad to holding just the Shal Roish, you can't use it for the Shal Yad anymore. So the minig is not even to start taking off your tefillin shel yad until the shel roish is safely in its place. Yeah. B'shas chalitzasim, k'shem nekapel atzvilin l'yichr karotzuos ala botim. Many people do. There are hetayim for it, but Mishmura certainly says l'chadchili you shouldn't. El b'tzdodi abotim l'atitura. B'shnoig l'karcha k'knafayim, there's a way to do it shaped like a bird. Hashem kan fiyoina, Gemara and Shabbos, a story with tzvilin. K'karcha n'atzdodi atzvilin t'chlech z'atzvilin b'yodav aligl l'ratzu aleyah. You don't hold the ritzua and go like this with the tefillin. It's not covered for the tefillin. The tefillin stay put and you wrap the ritzua around. Not on the bias. You can put it on the titura, but not on the bias. Gam shenot la tefillin mekitzon lo yinareim. Don't like, you know, don't throw them out. Elanot lo biyodim tefillin. Don't shake them out. Oh, it means don't shake them out of the kiss. Because you might come to warm your hands in it. on it, with it. Okay, we'll stop there tonight.